Hi, this is Karen Vickersland Johnson, and I wish I could be there partying with the Central Class of 79 tonight. But I've got a daughter getting married and lots of family at my house, so it's a party here, too. This is the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 1077 KABD-FM, Ipswich, Aberdeen, a Dakota Broadcasting radio station.
Hey, thanks, Karen. I'll miss seeing you tonight. I'm Wally Wingert, and I still have vivid memories of hearing this song play on the radio as our family got all packed up for our summer of 76 trip to Los Angeles, a trip that obviously changed my life. It's George and Lewis, better known as the Brothers Johnson. I'll be good to you. Believe it, baby. On the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. There comes a time in every boy's life when he must become a man. And on a dirt road just outside of town in the summer of 78, I became a man in the back of my Chevy Nova to this song, Truth. Here's Walter Egan in Magnet and Steel. Is that TMI?
Now I told you so, you ought to know. Ooh. It takes some time for a feeling to grow. Ooh. But you're so close now. And I can't let go.
With you I'm not shy
to show the way I feel.
With you I'm not shy
my secrets to reveal. For you are a magnet and I am steel.
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 107.7 KABD-FM, where for 6 hours we're turning the airwaves into KABR, the most music station. I'm Wally Wingert. That was a song written and performed by Walter Egan for a very special lady in his life at the time. The lady was none other than Stevie Nicks. The song was co-produced by Lindsey Buckingham, Stevie's other significant other. Hey, it was the 70s. I don't judge, man. Speaking of the 70s, long before the elaborate video games we all know and love today, I remember walking down to the Sears store on Main Street with my old pal Steve Hatt during lunch break. We were fascinated by a new game they had down there that was played on your TV set, can you imagine? It was called Pong, of course, and it was basically two paddles and a digital ball that would bounce back and forth on the screen. We could not get enough of it as we played the demo model through most of our lunch break. But being the mischievous young men we were, we loved getting the little ball stuck between the two paddles, and it would go something like this. Then we'd quickly leave the store for some poor, unsuspecting salesperson to have to walk over and unstick the paddles. I'm going to have a more modern-day story about my old pal Steve Hatt a little bit later on this hour that you will not believe. Dreams do come true, I'll tell you that. But now, here's the Dutch duo of Mouth and McNeil with a 1972 hit that never gets old. How Do You Do? On the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Once I said I want a shoe, I don't remember why. I often wonder if it's true that you could make me cry. I only know it's long ago, you said I love you too. But I got one solution that we're gonna start anew.
I thought, why not, na 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 na, just me and you, and then we can na 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 na, just like before. And you will say na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
Cause I had one solution left, and that's to start anew.
How do you do? I thought, why not, la 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 la, just me and you, and then we can na 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 na, just like before. And you will say na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think na 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 na, hey, that's what I'm living for.
How do you do? I thought, why not, na 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 na, just me and you, and then began na 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 na, just like before. And you will say na 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 na, please give me more. And you will think na 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 na.
KABD-FM with the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind and all the tunes that made our class classy. When I was a DJ all those years ago on KABR, this was one of our most requested songs, Supertramp and Give a Little Bit. I'm Wally Wingert. I'll give you more than just a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'll give you everything I've got, and in just a little while we'll be taking a walk through Melgard Park with Melgard Memories.
Give a little bit, give a little bit of your love. Give a little bit, I'll give a little bit of my love to you.
There's so much that we need to share. So send a smile and show you care.
All right.
I'll give a little bit. I'll give a little bit of my life for you. So give a little bit.
Hey, it's Wally Wingert. Since the Central Class of 79 are in town this weekend for our reunion, we figured we'd hijack the airwaves of 107.7 KABD for 6 hours and play all the stuff we used to love back in the 70s when I was a DJ on KABR. And tell a few stories along the way about how we used to live life in the 70s in the old Hub City. You know, one of my favorite places to visit was Melgard Park. I can remember walking all the way from Forest Acres out to Super City into Kmart, and then stopping at the Melgard Park concession stand long enough to get one of those frozen Cokes. Remember those? They put Coca-Cola in a little wax cup and then they freeze it. It was delicious. Man, those sure tasted good on a warm summer day. And since Melgard was so close to the Pheasants ballpark, it was always fun to stop over there after a game and, you know, ride the teeter-totter or swing on the swings. But as we all got older, we discovered other great aspects of Melgard. You could find little hideaways in the park with all of the evergreen trees, and you could park with your favorite girl and do some serious making out. Well, it was a long way from frozen Cokes as a kid, let me tell you, but visiting Melgard Park is still one of my all-time favorite memories of living in Aberdeen in the 70s. You might say that Melgard Park was one heck of a place in the sun when I was growing up. And here's one of my favorite bands of the 70s. It's Pablo Cruz.
Two, 'cause every day invites.
You've got to find your place in the sun, be it Aberdeen, South Dakota, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, or Los Angeles, California. As long as you're happy, that is all that counts. September 20th, 1977, Pablo Cruz played a concert in Aberdeen at the Civic Arena. Hey, were you there? What was it like? It was a dream come true for Pablo Cruz fans. Hey, speaking of dreams, it was a dream come true for my old Aberdeen pal Steve Hatt and myself back in 2012 when we took the ride of a lifetime with two of our childhood heroes. That story's coming up in our next segment, as well as the answer to this riddle. What do you get when you mix the Beatles, Todd Rundgren, and Breaking Bad? The answer is next on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. A four-piece band from Wales is the first band signed to the Beatles' Apple label, and they released this song in 72, produced by Todd Rundgren. 40 years later, it's included in the final episode of Breaking Bad. Not bad for Bad Finger. Here's Baby Blue on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. KABD-FM with the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Walter White, Wally Wingert, with all the songs that made our class classy. Classy? Well, controversial? Definitely. Controversial now and controversial then. Hey, Mr. Ted Nugent, say hi to all the nice people. Thank you. When this rockin' little opus was released in 1977, there was a lot of speculation about what exactly cat scratch fever was. Some even saying it was a metaphor for VD. Here's the Motor City Madman, a guy who performed wearing not much more than a loincloth. Okay.
I hope they're coming for me. And I don't know how they do it, but they sure do it good. I hope they're coming for free. This is Paul Michael Glazer. You don't have to be a great detective like Starsky or Hutch to realize that something weird is going on here. The class of 79 has taken over the airwaves. Enjoy the ride with Wally Wingert, 1077 KABD FM.
Hey, thanks, Paul. You know, after spending a fair amount of time in junior high with my pal Steve Hatt pretending to be Starsky and Hutch, I was Starsky, he was Hutch, we finally outgrew our obsession of dressing like them and talking like them, but we never lost our love for the best buddy cop show on TV in the 70s. Around 2011, I became friends with Paul Michael Glazer, who played Starsky on the show, and got him involved in a few Starsky and Hutch fan events. I had just bought a 1974 Grand Torino with the Starsky and Hutch paint scheme, so a promoter got an idea. Contest winners would win a ride in the Grand Torino with Paul driving and South Dakota native David Soule, who played Hutch, riding shotgun. They asked if they could use my Torino for the promotion, and I wholeheartedly agreed, with the stipulation that I got my own fantasy ride with the guys after the winners took theirs. And they agreed. Well, I immediately got on the phone with Steve in South Dakota and told him, dude, you're coming to L.A. for a ride with Starsky and Hutch. When Steve arrived, he said he had been thinking a lot about this, and he told me that I was going to sit behind David so I could watch Paul, and he was going to sit behind Paul so he could watch David. Here was the real Starsky driving my car with the real Hutch in the front seat riding shotgun and my very own Hutch from my childhood in the back seat with me, and we were feeling like a couple of little fangirls. Paul and David told us a few funny stories from the days when they were filming the show, of course, none of which I can tell on the radio, but it was truly the ride of a lifetime. And it was a total blast driving around with the guys, watching the faces of the people who would pass by when they realized it was the real Starsky and Hutch driving the old striped tomato. I recall the day my pal Dean Smid called me up in 1976 and told me there was a guy in his neighborhood who bought one of the Starsky Torinos and it was outside his house. Because of the popularity of the show, Ford decided to release a limited edition 1,000 Starsky-ized Grand Torinos for collectors. I remember Dean's words to me on the phone. The tomato is there. Well, I was going out of my mind. I couldn't make it over to see it, but I told him to get some film in his camera and snap off some shots from every angle, which he did. Well, today, Paul Glazer is an author and a painter and still acts occasionally, and David Soule has been a UK resident for several decades now, and he still acts occasionally, too. The last time the two were seen together was in Ben Stiller's 2004 Starsky and Hutch movie, but Steve and I will probably always remember our Starsky and Hutch ride of a lifetime and will always realize that dreams really do come true, even if it takes 40 years, give or take. Lots of fun memories, too, about playing this song in the old days. It's our near miss for the hour. Dean Friedman and Ariel on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Way on the other side of the Hudson, deep in the bosom of suburbia, I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Standing by the waterfall in Paramus Park, she was working for the Friends of BAI. She was collecting the waters in a paper cup. She was looking for change, and so was I. She was a Jewish girl, I fell in love with her. She wrote her number on the back of my hand. I called her up, I was all out of breath. I said, come hear me play in a rock and roll band. Took a shower and I put on my best blue jeans. I picked her up in my new VW van. She wore a peasant blouse with nothing underneath. I said hi, she said yeah, I guess I am. Dairy Queen for something to eat. She had some onion rings, she had a pickle. She forgot to tell me that she didn't eat meat. I had a gig in the American Legion Hall. It was a dance for the volunteer ambulance corps. She was sitting in a corner against the wall. She would smile and I melted all over the floor. Thank you. could go home with me. Be watching TV, a net funicello, and some guy going steady. I started fooling around with the vertical hold. We got the munchies and I made some spaghetti. We sat and we talked into the night while Channel 2 was signing off the air. I found the softness of the mouth. We made lots of bombs bursting in suburbia. I met a young girl, she sang mighty fine. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria. Tears on my pillow and Ave Maria.
That was the unedited version of a truly memorable song from 1977 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. Edited, you say? Uh-huh. On the original single release, the line, "She was a Jewish girl," was changed to "Her name was Ariel," because the record company felt that radio stations in the South wouldn't play the song. Even though the song had a lot of buzz, Ariel never made it above number 26 on the Hot 100. The record company, Life Song Records, being a small label, couldn't print enough copies of the song to keep up with demand. Very sad. And since it didn't crack the top 20, that makes Ariel our near miss for this hour. Okay, straight ahead, we'll have our deep cut for the hour by a guy who named his album after an Arabian Artiodactyl. Say that fast 10 times. And my story coming up about my trek to see the king. Stay here. Though he never really enjoyed superstardom until he released his live album Frampton Comes Alive in 1976, this tune from his 1973 album Frampton's Camel is terrific. He did a live version of it on Alive, and that was pretty good. But here now is the studio version from 1973. The man who would go on to become known as The Face. It's Peter Frampton and Lines on My Face. And I'm Wally Wingert on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind on 107.7 KABD-FM.
Lines on my head from that one thing you said. She spoke of strangers. Kept on trying, buying time, not waiting on fate. Somehow got the feeling that I opened my eyes too late. I saw where you came from, I called out your name, but there's no answer. We lived on the doorstep, smile until this heartache.
could never be a surprise. You can erase a dream. You can only wake me up. My mind's turning slower. Never do accept defeat. It don't matter where I stay.
So there I was in my bedroom at 1516 South 6th Street on a cold winter's day reading my Fighting Stars magazine. It was a publication about movie stars who were into the martial arts. It had articles about Roger Moore and even South Dakota's own Gary Owens. It seemed like everyone was getting into the martial arts back then, including Carl Douglas, who released this monster hi-ya hit in 1974. And if everybody wasn't kung fu fighting before this song came out, they certainly were after. Bow to your sensei!
Everybody was kung fu! They fought with expert timing. There were funky China men from funky Chinatown. They were chopping them up, they were chopping them down. It's an ancient Chinese art, and everybody knew their part. From a fainting to a slip and a kicking from the hip, everybody was kung fu.
It's the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert, and even the king himself was kung fu fighting back in the 70s. Well, actually, I think it was more like karate. But in the spring of 1977, I heard Elvis was going to do a second concert in Sioux Falls in June. He had been there a few years earlier in October of 75. I tried to talk my mom, a lifelong Elvis fan, into making the long drive with me to Sioux Falls to see him. Even though I offered to pay for everything, she said, I'll see him next year. A decision, by the way, she still regrets to this very day. So my buddy Greg Cutler and I got our tickets to the concert and took a bus to Sioux Falls on Wednesday, June 22nd. Well, first stop was to KELO-TV to watch the Captain 11 show. And then we dropped by the downtown Holiday Inn where Elvis and his entourage were staying. We met a few members of his band, which was pretty cool. They were in the lobby. But the coolest moment came when Greg and I were in the elevator elevator going to the top floor to get the full 360-degree view of Sioux Falls in their top floor rotating restaurant. Everyone was instructed not to go to the fourth floor because that's the floor Elvis had reserved for his group. Well, we hit the L button for lobby and headed back downstairs, but the elevator stopped at the fourth floor. Horrified, I asked Greg, "Did you hit that button?" And he said he didn't. But when the doors opened, a huge silver-haired gentleman in a red Elvis in concert jacket got on the elevator with us. And all I could muster to say was, "Are you with Elvis?" Not sure what part of the bright red jacket that said Elvis in concert on it I didn't understand, but yeah. He said he was one of Elvis's bodyguards. It was later I realized it was indeed Elvis's bodyguard and karate instructor, Ed Parker. Greg and I caught a glimpse of Elvis's Aztec sundial jumpsuit in the lobby, covered in dry cleaner's plastic, hanging on a rack on his way up to Elvis's room. Heck, I even took a picture of it. Now, the thing I remember most about it was that it was covered with two pieces of standard dry cleaner's plastic that was crudely scotch taped together because they didn't have any plastic covers long enough for the entire length of Elvis's jumpsuit. A little later, the rack was gone. But a little later than that, the rack had returned to the lobby and the scotch tape piece of plastic was wadded up and lying on the bottom of the rack. Realizing what a cool souvenir that was, I grabbed it, wadded it up further, and stuffed it in my pocket. Man, we had a great time at the concert that night, one that I will never, ever forget. Sadly, Elvis passed away less than 2 months after that concert. Now, next hour, I'll explain a little further about why exactly I needed to see Elvis in concert so badly. It had a little something to do with a little something called the Eaglian Follies. That story next hour. But here's the final song Elvis released just before his death. From the Moody Blue album, an album pressed, by the way, in clear blue vinyl, here's Way Down from 1977 on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
Hey, you get closer. The lights are golden. The sound of the breather has made the mood I'm in. All of my resistance lying on the floor, taking me to places I've never been before. Ooh, and I can feel.
King of Rock and Roll and Way Down. Pretty much how we all felt when we heard about his passing on August 16th, 1977. And now he resides in rock and roll heaven. Another huge talent who has left this mortal coil is a guy named Alan O'Day. He wrote the song Rock and Roll Heaven for the Righteous Brothers and had his own hit with Undercover Angel in 1977, which you'll hear next hour on the show. Well, I got to work with Alan in the late 90s singing a song he had written for a National Geographic project. After we finished the session, I told him I was a huge fan and had played Undercover Angel on the air many times in my radio career. He said, "Well, if I'd known you were a fan, I would have worn my toupee." He was a really great guy. I also quizzed him about Helen Reddy's song Angie Baby, which I had always loved and I knew he had also written. Well, in particular, I asked him about the line, "He's getting smaller with the sound." What did he mean by that? Well, he asked me what I thought it meant. I figured it was some sort of metaphor, you know, like Steve Martin, Let's Get Small. I didn't actually think it was some sort of Pym Particle Ant-Man type of thing, but he said, indeed it was. In a very Twilight Zone twist at the end of the song, Angie, the strange subject of the song, uses witchcraft to shrink her young male lover and keep him forever for her personal needs. That blew my mind, man. Well, it's direct from the songwriter himself. We miss Alan, and now he too resides in rock and roll heaven. And Alan, I'm sure you'll be fine up there without your toupee. Angie Baby went number one for Helen Reddy in 1974, and it's the only song she says she never had to push radio stations to play. You'll hear it next on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. And now here's Angie Baby by Helen Reddy on 107.7 KABD FM.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, Angie Baby. Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. Angie baby, you're a special lady, living in a world of make-believe, well maybe. Stopping at her house is a neighbor boy with evil on his mind, 'cause he's been peeking in Angie's room at night through her window blind. I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie baby.
Angie baby. Angie baby.
When he walks in her room, he feels confused like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, disappeared, and everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby.
It is the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind. I'm Wally Wingert. All the songs that made our class classy. Hey, we're in town tonight celebrating our 40-year class reunion. Has it been that long? So how about we do another CO79 dance break? You know, where we play an extended dance mix of a 70s disco hit to kind of get you dancing around the house, dancing around the office, or dancing wherever you might be. Personally, my dancing shoes could use a little bit of warming up for tonight's festivities, so I'm going to take this opportunity to do a little dancing around the KABD studios myself. Well, it's sure been a blast hijacking the 107.7 airwaves to make KABD the Class of 79's personal jukebox. And next hour, in our final hour, we'll do another near miss, this one from David Bowie. We'll have a deep cut from Steve Miller Band's Book of Dreams album, and we'll visit the Starlight Drive-In. Ah, good memories there. Oh, by the way, did you ever talk to Wolfman Jack on the phone back in 1977? Well, maybe you didn't. Details on that coming up on the Class of 79 Reunion Rewind.
We'll be right back.